Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following seven reasons is the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? 1, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. 2, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. 3, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. 4, to stop Texas's Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. 5, to stop Texas's extreme abortion bans. 6, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if they have mental illness history. Or 7, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable.
It's a hard one. I think it's 3, to stop Trump and his, I don't know, crazies. Was that 3?
Yes, that's
Or was that 4?
No, okay. That was 3, ma'am. Yes, thank you.
I mean, I was going to say, I like all of them, but, yeah.
And which would you say is your next biggest motivator out of all of them?
I might say abortion.
Thank you. In your opinion, which of these 5 is the worst thing about Texas's anti-abortion laws? 1, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. 2, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. 3, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. 4, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Or 5, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
I guess 5.
May I ask, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65?
55 to 64. 55 to 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, or white?
No.
Caucasian,
yeah.
Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And final question. Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment? TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or One America News Network?
No, I don't use any of those.
YouTube TV?
No.
Facebook?
I guess.
Oh, sorry.
No. Public radio. Or, yeah, not really. I avoid the news, honestly.
Do you use Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
What was the first one?
YouTube TV.
I do what? I guess I don't do TV. I just do videos on YouTube.
You don't use Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
No. I have accounts, but I don't really use them.
What about TV channels like CNN or MSNBC?
Rarely. Don't watch a lot of TV.
Would you classify that as yes or no?
What would I what?
Would you classify that as yes or no?
Oh, do I watch in it? Yeah, I guess you could say yes.
And lastly, TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yes, I believe we have Peacock. I can't remember, not Hulu. Yeah, but we have Peacock. There's another one, but I can't think of it. You said Hulu, Paramount. Yeah, go ahead. You're good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I thank you for your time and for answering all of the questions.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, ma'am. Thank you.
Hope you do, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.